Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler, the president of the United States. Donald Trump has weighed in on Drew Brees on Twitter. I normally don't read Donald Trump president emails here on the Fan, but since it's sports related, I will. The president says, I'm a big fan of Drew Brees. I think he's truly one of the greatest quarterbacks, but he should not have taken back his original stance on honoring our magnificent American flag. And then capital letters, he puts, Old Glory is to be revered, cherished, and flown high. We should be standing up straight and tall, ideally with a salute or a hand over the heart. There are other things you can do to protest, but not our great American flag. Capital letters after that, no kneeling, with an exclamation part.
Here we go,
point
man.
From the president of the United States, Donald Trump's response saying that Drew Brees should not have apologized. So there you go. Okay. So last night on Twitter and social media, the NFL players put together a video. Now, I have not seen, to be honest with you, I didn't do in-depth research on who put this video together. So I'm not sure who put this whole thing together. Davante Adams, though, was one of many NFL players, and kind of like the Packers did, it's all a bunch of players on like Zoom video, all spliced together, saying one message, and this is what it sounds like.
It's been 10 days since George Floyd was brutally murdered.
How many times do we need to ask you to listen to your players?
What will it take
for one of us to be murdered by police brutality?
What if I was George Floyd?
If I was George Floyd?
What if I was George Floyd?
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 I am George Floyd.
I am Breonna Taylor.
I am Ahmaud Arbery.
I am Eric Garner.
I am Laquan McDonald.
I am Tamir Rice.
I am Trayvon Martin.
I am Walter Scott.
I am Michael Brown Jr.
I am Samuel Du Bois.
I am Frank Smart.
I'm Philip White.
I am Jordan Baker.
We will not be silenced.
We assert our right to peacefully protest.
It shouldn't take this long to admit.
So, on behalf of the National Football League,
this is what we, the players,
would like to hear you state.
We, the National Football League,
condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong and silencing our players from peacefully protesting.
We, the National Football League,
believe black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Okay, so there it is. There's the video that was put out on social media that a lot of people saw on social media last night. I saw it and told Gary and Leroy to check it out as well. I thought it was very well done. And that was a message to the National Football League from its players. That leads to this question. Do you think sports have reached, or reacted, I should say, reacted correctly to everything that's happened since what happened to George Floyd? And if you want, you can take it all the way back to Colin Kaepernick if you'd like. Do you think sports has reacted correctly to the protests that have been going on? We'll start with you, Leroy Butler.
Well, I think it's a free country. You can, if it moves you to speak on it, you should. If you want to just stay out of it, that's fine. You don't have to do anything. I mean, but it just, it's going to always, see, you got to understand something. Just like, you know, the protest was peaceful and you see people, the opportunistic people jump in to cause violence, to step all over it, the message. You know, it just makes it look bad. The same thing just happened with the president. Everything was fine until now he didn't got involved in it. Now the president's supporters going to just go draw a line in the sand against the players again. And here we go again. Here we go again. And then after all, we stopped talking about Floyd. We stopped talking about Sandra Bland. We stopped talking about all this stuff. Because here's the confusing thing. When LeBron James was told by some right-wing people to shut up and dribble, you know, and that's the thing about it. They get a chance to talk sports when they have nothing to do with sports, but they see an opportunity to bring sports into it. See, when it's an election year, politicians do whatever they can to get elected. So this is an opportunity. So they say, Mr. President, you held the Bible up wrong. You did a photo op. It didn't go well. You gas, the pepper spray people, whatever. Okay. Oh, here's an opportunity. Drew Brees said something and he apologized. Jump in there. And it's going to get trampled all over the message again about the injustice what African Americans have to go through with bad, terrible police who kill people. And that's what happened. You know, Floyd got murdered. I mean, the legal system said that. So sports, you know, it gives you a chance for everybody to voice their opinion. But you just got to understand that we're not all going to agree. But sooner or later, somebody got to say, maybe there's a problem here. That's all you're asking. But now it's all politics now. It's over. It's all politics. If you're conservative, you feel a type of way. If you're a Democrat, you feel a type of way. It's an election season. And, oh, yeah, we forget about the pandemic, by the way. But, again, we want sports back, and we're getting the NBA back July 31st. Those headlines are gone now. All the headlines, all of Fox News, CNN, CNBC, ABC, would be all what the president just told Drew Brees what he should do. Now Drew Brees, who made a second apology, now he's put in a box now. Do I got to... the people I play with, players, or do I need to pick, you know, the conservative people? Do I need to pick the military? You don't need to pick anything. Just pick what's right. And we all agree that something bad happened, but we saw it on tape. Right. And I'm telling you, when they pushed that guy, that 75-year-old guy down, it was on tape. Had it not been on tape, we got to hope that the young man, although he's 75, he's a young man, would have got justice. And that's the problem. Now it's all political. It's all political, and no one's going to listen to anybody anymore. It was a good conversation, and now it's going to be gone. And I hope I am wrong, but hopefully we can still have a conversation to make sure the Floyds of the world get a chance to get their message heard. But I doubt it.
Well, that's where you come. I think you look at the president basically just doubled down, and he's making you choose, which he said, that's fine. I mean, now you got to choose. You got to choose which way you want to go, meaning that if you want to stand for this, if you want to continue to vote for him, then that's where it's really going to come down to. You just got to get out and vote. I mean, most certainly, if you're pissed off at him, if you don't think the country's being run right, then you got to get out and vote. I mean, that to me, that's what it's all about, Leroy. And if people can actually go and do that, I mean, it's just hard to believe that you're right. Drew Brees now, yeah, is caught up in the middle of this. And So we'll see how this shakes out. But folks just have to go out and vote if they're upset. If this guy wins another term, then this tells you where we are as America.
Okay, the question is, do you think sports have reacted correctly to the protests?
Oh, so we got away from that. Sorry about that.
Sure did. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Do you think sports have reacted correctly to the protests, Gary?
I think they have, and most certainly sports has. I think America has, for the most part. I think when you look at what you see on your television, I think you just played the clip there a few minutes ago. I think there's a lot of great things. Most certainly right now we see it more in the NFL than I think that we've seen in Major League Baseball. I figure they have their own issues right now. But, the guys in the NFL right now are pushing it, and they're pushing strong. And most certainly that's where it kind of all started right there with Kaepernick. So, yeah, I think they're doing their due diligence. I just hope it's not overbearing for some people. But, I mean, how can you not look at this stuff and say that the NFL is doing the right thing?
Well, it's not just the NFL. I mean, we've got Major League Baseball involved in this. We have the National Basketball Association.
See, I haven't seen Major League Baseball, the players itself, involved so much.
Nope.
Have you?
No, not really.
They're trying to negotiate get a season.
Right, so they got stuff going on. And I really haven't seen the NBA
NFL got
in this either.
Have NBA, you? LeBron, yeah. I mean, Malcolm Brogdon's been out. There's been plenty of guys out walking. Yeah. I would say NBA players by far and away have had the most athletes walking in these protests compared to anybody else. I mean, I haven't seen really any baseball players walking as far as what I've seen on social media and watching TV. I've seen a couple of football players that have been walking, but I have not really. Because Billy Turner, I think, said he's already walked in two in different parts of the state.
Yeah, a lot of guys are doing stuff, and they're not trying to do it for that.
Publicly, right.
For the right
Right. And the NBA guys have been more public about them walking, whether it be from their team promoting that the fact that they're walking, or local TV stations seeing that they're walking or whatever. Malcolm Brogdon obviously has been out front and center in this whole thing. Jaylen Brown of the Celtics has been out front and center in this whole thing. And then you got Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and those guys out on the West Coast. They've been walking in part of it. So, yeah, from that standpoint, the NBA have been far better about this as far as being out in the communities, more so, I think, than the NFL, MLB, and hockey. And to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure how many hockey guys have been out in a part of this protest one way or the other. They themselves also are working on a comeback plan to get back. I think they just figured out their playoff format.
I just got to say this for a minute. I would think that if I was an advisor of the president, I would say, this one, don't leave this one alone. Just leave, just stay out. Let's
well, he doesn't even talk to anybody about what he does.
No, he does what he wants.
Do know, yeah.
He doesn't have anybody he consults with.
He ain't running. Yeah, he ain't running that by nobody.
He's not a king.
He ain't running. And Leroy, and you know how that is, right?
Sad.
I mean, Leroy, it's like when you pick friends.
Don't be so
like you
divisive,
have.
Man.
Well, not even that, Leroy. It's like when you pick friends, right? You have a true friend, right? A true friend going to say, yo, dude. I don't think you should be doing that. I don't think you should be doing that. Blah blah. He's got nobody like that in his corner. I mean, when they went out there and shot them folks up so he could walk across the street, he just said, "Hey man, can somebody go out there and clear them people off, please, so I can walk across the street and take a picture?" And like somebody should say, "Cause come on, man, we can't be shooting up the people and pushing them back tear gas so you can go take a picture." I mean, and hold up the Bible. You can't be doing that. I mean, there's nobody. It feels like to me there's nobody to tell him no.
Oh, there have been, and he's fired him.
Right.
Okay.
You're right, Steve.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah, there's been, those guys
right.
have been around. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Fiverr Wendy's, Big Show, asking you whether or not you think sports have reacted correctly to the protests. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, as Leroy Butler pointed out. We have to get to CBS News Update, but before that, Gary Ellerson is going to tell you about Pella Doors and Windows. Windows
God,
and doors.
Yeah, yeah, windows and doors. Yeah. Guys, we've been craving fresh air and sunshine. After months of being cooped up, staring out your windows, who
there
wouldn't be? Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is making fresh air and sunshine easy, beautiful, and affordable. With your choice of 12-year, Leroy, 2.99% APR financing, or 5 years, no interest, and 5 months, no payments. Pella's been in business of fresh air and sunshine for 95 years. Guys, with innovations like between the glass blinds and shades to the sunshine in as much as you want, guys. Away from dust, dirt, and little hands. Guys, Pella's amazing roll screen to let in the breeze anytime you need it, then roll out of sight whenever you want it not shown, guys. Plus, breathe easier with 12-year, 2.99% APR finance over 5 years, no interest, and 5 months, no payments. Certain restrictions apply. Set your free consultations today, guys, at PellaWI.com.
They're lined up on the phone line. Still got one open for you. Do you think sports has reacted correctly to the protests? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you on a Friday. Any plans for the weekend, Leroy? You there, Leroy?
Yeah, he's there. I mean, he's always there. He's always around. And, of course, you know Leap got plans.
Leap's got plans. I
mean, you know he got somewhere to go, something to do.
I just wonder how much longer until he decides to do autograph signings again. That's what I want to know. How long until he's at Pick and Save signing cookbooks again?
Well, I mean, you know how folks did. Didn't the world open up, Leroy? I mean, they ready to go.
Universal open too.
Yeah.
Hey, so Leroy, so how much longer do you wait on this? Is it a pick and save call or is it a you call at this point?
Speaking of, the head of Kroger did release a statement. Maybe I'll read it at 5 o'clock. That was powerful. And
Leroy Butler should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Signed everybody. Yes.
Now, I think one of the biggest things for all athletes, though, the social distancing thing and the minimum amount of people and stuff like that, I think that's going to hurt a lot of people. But if that's a part of the business of someone who really likes to talk to people and engage with people, it's going to be a process. But if you have, I had a mask on in a store, and me and the young man, we had a conversation, and it's kind of muffled. But, you know, you just can't shake hands anymore. But I think you'll be able to have conversations and take pictures, but you just can't, engage. Other than that, I think maybe by later this year or maybe early next year, you'll be able to do everything. But I do a lot of phone calls to stores and then morale calls. And
right.
These workers know how much I love and appreciate them. I mean, they got to be the toughest workers in the world, man, to work through a pandemic and protesting and all that and still got to go to work. So I just appreciate that.
Yeah, it is crazy right now. Do you think sports have reacted correctly to the protest? Let's go to Lewis Southside. You're next on The Fan. What's up, buddy?
Wonderful. Thank you. Leroy's hitting the nail right on the head about this is nothing but career politicians is going on now to see that Donald Trump stays in office and his idiots that are stealing your tax or make sure this issue continues again and again across the nation. And that's why America's hated, because of people that are in politics that only want to stay in office and do nothing at all. My friend Al Sharpton stated clearly yesterday, he says, this whole system has to be taken apart and done the right way, totally, that people are respected, whether black, white, gay, straight, religious or poor, mentally ill or spiritually challenged. Everything's got to be done the right way now. So Donald Trump, don't for him to stay in office, he's got to get rid of some garbage working in the White House and people working throughout 50 states that intentionally want this crap to happen to innocent people again and again. But Leroy's hitting the nail right on the head. This is all about politics. It's not about people's lives. It's about politics. Keep doing a good job. Your sports station's doing an excellent job at the other sports station.
Thanks, God. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. I mean, it's definitely politics. I mean, there's no question. Everything is politics. You could say the sky is blue and the two parties would fight over it. So this point, everything is fought over. Everybody has an opinion on something. And there doesn't seem literally to be anything, any conversation that the two parties actually could agree on doing anything. At this point, they are so separate and so us versus them. And again, I'm not into politics. I don't follow it. I don't watch the news channels. I don't do any of that stuff. I'm just telling you, it just feels like the two are at each other's throats. The two parties are at each other's throats more now than maybe they ever have been.
I think for me, Gary, I just wanted people to know this, and my mom told me this when I went to high school, that down balloting voting is almost as important as the presidency. You need to vote for these senators and these congressmen and women to really make change in policy. And you really have to overhaul, you know, the police union. If a guy gets 18 to 20 complaints and he can still have his job, I mean, a lot of stuff is has to do with voting. But now that's what happened to Colin Kaepernick. That's why he can never play again, because it got to be real. Everything got to be political. It really did. And once it gets political, we all hit the mute button. That's it. It's over with. But before today, everybody was on the same side, conservatives, liberal, everybody agreed that these four men should be arrested and you know, everything. Everybody was on that side. But now, you know, it just kind of like, uh-oh, I see some daylight there. The politicians, they see the daylight, and now they're going to come between us. And they don't let them come between, because I'm telling you, you got white, black, everybody out there protesting peacefully. And then, and what you don't see, I'm not going to blame the media because I don't like doing that. But what you don't see, Steve and Gary, you see the protesters stopping the looting. It don't get talked. They stop this stuff, man. Y'all can't be doing this. Don't be writing Black Lives Matter on a building. Somebody paying you to do this and you really don't believe that. Because it's really, people believe Black Lives Matter is like a terrorist organization. Like they're going to knock on your door and just rip you out your... That's not true. It's just not true. Sports give you a 10. I got to find this article. I got to call Tom and get my article and get it reposted. Sports guys give you a chance to come into a stadium before the pandemic. You come into a stadium, you don't know who you're next to, who in front of you. Now, if you got season tickets, you see that person every week. But sometimes you may sell them, you don't know. Religion don't come up. Race don't come up. Politics don't come up. We all cheering for, in my world, the Packers, the Lakers, the Bucks, you know, the Badgers. But as soon as that whistle blows for the game is over, we go back to our tribal corners. We should continue staying out in the game, like a real game. For those 3 hours, we all agree that you want your team to win. Why can't we stay in the game instead of when that whistle blows, the game's over? Like the clock is all zeros. We need to know we're in the game. We're all in this together. We have to live together. We have to. There ain't nobody. Well, I'm not. I got anxiety. I'm scared of heights. I ain't going to the. They say they're selling seats to the Mars. I ain't going up there, cuz. I just ain't doing it. Hey, man, let's just love everybody. Let's get along. Let's high five. Because I'm going to tell you something. My best friend just got married, Gary, virtually. I got to send it to you. And his wife is white. And he's African American. They adopted two kids.
Gary, you adopted some kids?
I would love to. My wife won't let me.
Oh.
But
what?
He
adopted. I thought you were talking about Gary. I thought Gary was your best friend.
No. Gary, no. Gary is 62 years old. He can't do it. But they got a blended.
Kids? Sure he can.
He's shooting blanks. He saw Dr. Hook by 5 years.
That's why you have to adopt, Leroy. That's my point.
No, but we ain't got no money for that, man. Kids cost a lot of money. Cuz, look, you're going to help me take care of them. When Jackson say, hey, I want a new car, don't be calling me. Call your god daddy. I'm going to call Gary.
Yep.
Gary got good credit. Right, Gary?
These kids hungry, cuz. They
eat. He say these kids hungry. Where's he at, Steve? The way it sounds like he in a bathroom.
Steve, these kids hungry. No, you know what I was doing, Leroy? I'll be honest. You know what I was doing? After you said that, because I started thinking about these kids hungry, I bent over to try to touch my stomach, because these kids hungry, man. They're going to eat everything. They're going to eat you out of house and home, man. These kids, man, I ain't never seen no kids hungry like this before.
Well, by all means, come to my house. I'll show you kids.
I know what your kids eat.
Oh, I know they eat.
I got a 13-year-old that's 5'11", 190. Trust me.
Woo.
You want to start talking about eating somebody out of a house. I got your guy.
What they eat, Steve, like if they...
Junk.
Do they eat in what they wake up and eat in the morning, John. Steve?
Oh, the 13-year-old, he'll have like three or four bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, throughout the course of the day.
Ooh.
Five bowls. Yeah, I mean, he'll put away some cereal. He likes the peanut butter banana sandwiches. He'll have a couple of those during the day.
How many gallons of milk y'all go through a week?
Is that like
we go through 3 gallons?
Like five, four, five,
ooh,
something like that.
Oh,
yeah, go through a lot. Yeah. Go through a lot, man.
Times and change.
And if there and if there are sweets around, jeez, like donuts,
well,
gone. Ice cream, gone.
No way.
Anything like that, gone.
Really?
See ya. Wow. Yeah, he'll eat. Yeah, he'll eat anything you put in front of him.
Now, yeah, and now my oldest boy, he drank a lot of milk, so I had to buy a lot
Garrett,
of milk.
He drank lots of milk.
Yeah, he drank a lot of milk going on.
Okay.
Katie.
I can't drink milk unless it was cereal.
And Brock don't he don't eat that much. I gotta force him to eat.
Yeah, and I wish I had that problem.
Yeah, I didn't make because last year Leroy they put him on a diet program to gain weight last year. He done put some weight on now, but
man, Brock cut up because
He cut up. But I'm just saying.
I wish I had his head.
He got a good grade. He got that other side, you know.
Yeah, other side. Lou on the north side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Do you think sports have reacted correctly to the protests?
What's that, Lou?
Definitely. You know, I was like speaking to the screen. The baseball players have stepped up. You know, I done seen Carl Crawford, right, big catch in Houston. You know, he's from Houston. Mookie Betts in Nashville. You know, I done seen the checks. You know, he's going to step up. David Price is a big Black Lives Matter support.
Yes.
You know, so he's always going to write checks, you know. So we appreciate all the stuff, you know what I'm saying, all the athletes have done. And Leroy, you're right. We're not going to let this turn political. You know, we're not going to stop. It's not going to be black, white. You know, what I've seen out here is racial harmony in one of the most divided cities in this country. And we're going to make this, if we have to make this spread from here to Washington and back, it ain't no white or black, Republican, Democrat. If you ain't for equality for all, we just going to vote you out of office.
There you go.
And that's what's got to happen. We got to vote. And I want to ask you, so what's your thoughts on Michael Jordan coming out right now?
What do you mean?
Well, I think how much he's donated?
$100 million over 10 years. $100 million over 10 years. The Jordan brand is.
You know, everybody has their own lane in the movement. And, you know, and if Jordan, if he's going to speak with his wallet, we're going to let it speak. You know?
That works.
What's that?
Yeah, that works.
I said that works.
That's all they're saying. Works. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Let's go to Kendrick on the north side. Do you think sports have reacted correctly to the protests?
Well, I want to say yes, but not really. And I'll say this. That is because I'm looking down the line with this basically a murder happening. We have to look. I'm 50. I think I'm older than Leroy, not Gary, but we have to look at our kids' future. You guys, Sparky, you're talking about your son, 13. We have to look at, you know, 20, 30 years down, like voting, coming together as a whole, you know, after they had that new stupid Rooney rule that they tried to do. We'll see what these leagues are trying to do, the NFL, as far as hiring more minorities, and they have to be competent. I don't just want anybody in there because I'm with Leroy. I'm with the Bucks. I'm with the Packers. I don't want just anybody in there because they're a person of color. They have to be competent, and that's just in any field at all. But right now, the players, I think it's a lot of players. We don't know what they do when nothing like this is happening anyway. I think a lot of these same players do a lot for the community behind the scenes. But as far as the power brokers, we'll see down the line. In a few years, if you start to see more minority women being hired and not just put out there because it looks good, it's good for the brand, then I'll say yes. Now, hockey, hockey might be, we don't know.
Can't
but
I'm
going to
keep it 100. I can't skate.
But baseball, basketball, and football, once we start seeing more people of color in powerful positions, then I'll say, you know what? They are making a change, just like America needs to make a change in this systemic racism. It's the same with these billionaires. You need to hire more. Just because they don't look like you, that doesn't mean that they're not a good coach. You know, you as before I go, I saw Killer Mike on CNN. He was talking to Brooke. I forget her name. They're real. And she said Killer Mike told her a few years when Mike Brown happened, you need to have more people around you who don't look like you, so you can have shared experiences. And I think this is what needs to be done in sports. You need to have more people in powerful positions, not your entertainers, a la the athlete, more people who don't look like you in powerful positions. Then we'll see real change in government and in sports. All right, you guys have a good day.
King, I miss you, my brother. I used to see him at Pick and Save every now and then. I miss all our callers. Steve, I used to bump into maybe 50 to 60% of our callers. It's just so refreshing when it's a line, right? Steve, it's a line. Say it's a line. And they'll say something like, Big Show! Or they'll yell one of y'all, something you guys say all the time. Like somebody yell, Joker! And I know it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They'll just yell like, Spark Dog! I say, but... I missed that, man. That was awesome. And you know, I hear that they ain't got to wait. You know that, right?
So now when you go into stores at Pick and Save, and you're wearing a mask, are you still being recognized?
Yeah. Because I got to show you my mask.
You should just put a Bears or a Vikings one on.
No, people know the way I walk.
If you put a Bears or a Vikings mask on, Leroy, they'll be like, that looks like him, but there's no way he's wearing a Bears mask. And they won't say anything. They'll leave you alone. You'll be able to shop in peace and quiet.
So you want me to lower my integrity not to be noticed?
I'm just saying. Because eventually, as we get farther and farther into the summer here, and more and more people don't think this is a big deal anymore, they're going to start running up to you and hugging you and jumping on you. And
I'd rather do all that than wear a Bears mask.
Well, do all that.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Mike in St. Francis, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Great show.
Thanks.
Mike, hey, what's going on, Mike?
How you doing? I got a quick suggestion. If you guys get a chance, it's a Sports Spectrum podcast today. Wesley Woodard, a linebacker in the NFL, interviewed Kyle Korver about what's going on. It was a really good interview. It's about 45 minutes.
I've got a piece of it right here. Here is a piece of Kyle Korver on what he is talking about.
I don't have everything figured out, but this is the work of a white man right now, right, is to try to feel the pain. I'm so hopeful that more people right now, especially white Americans, especially white Christian Americans, are having a moment like what I had back in 2013, where it's just like, yo, I don't understand this, and I need to try. And it feels like some people are.
There's Kyle Korver from what Mike in St. Francis is talking about. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, he referenced an article, which I actually have to go back and reread. Excuse me, that was in the Player Tribune last year. Talked about this a year ago. It was a really good interview. I mean, that clip, it's a good clip, but I think the whole interview
will
really make people think, especially white Americans like myself. We need to go back and reread that. If you get a chance, give it a listen.
Mike, how do you think sports has reacted? Do you think they've reacted correctly to the protests? The NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, college sports, colleges?
Yeah, I think they could be a little bit more vocal, but you know, as we all know, it starts with us. I mean, as much as we worship sports and all of us are participants, it's got to start with, you know, the everyday people.
Yeah, and that's just it.
Where are you from?
St. Francis.
Mike, when this over with, we're going to have some dinner, man. I'm inviting people. Get Sam your information. We're inviting some people. We're going to sit down and have a good conversation. I like you. I like your energy.
When did this start? Hold on a second.
I just like his energy.
And get his phone number and stuff, Sam.
Hey, Leroy, can I come to the dinner too?
He didn't invite you. He didn't invite you.
We need you to pay for it.
Gary's paying? Oh, we can bring more people there.
I like his energy.
No, Leroy, I'm broke. I need some food.
We're going to go where everybody just do what we always do. If Mitch can't pay for it, everybody pay for their own, cuz. We just want to have a conversation. I like this kind of energy, man. All positive vibes.
Yeah. I need some food, cuz.
That's how things get fixed, when people sit down and talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And shout out to Kyle Korver, man. He's another laser-focused shooter like I was in high school. I like these shooters.
What do you think of Kyle Korver's comments, Gary?
Well, Kyle, he's always on point with that. He had something out, I think, in the Players Tribune a good little while ago, too. Yeah, I mean, he's right. I mean, that's how it's got to happen. I mean, that's how you got to get it done. And Steve, you know there's going to be some mistakes made, like i.e. Drew Brees. And if you're going to have to be willing to forgive some people along the way. And then they're going to have to show you by action. A lot of people don't understand it, and they might want to understand it. You're going to have to help them to understand it. We are going to have to help them to understand it. Help them get there. That's if they want to get there. That's if they ask for our help. Because that's what's going to happen. I mean, yeah, I mean, I didn't like what Drew Brees said the first time. I was appalled about it. But I'm just saying, if we are moving forward, because like I said, this 2 days ago on my Twitter, I am a flawed human being, and we all are. And we are all going to make mistakes. And we all might say something stupid along the way. But you have to have an open mind and be willing to listen to folk when they come to you. And then willing to make that change. We just see that our president ain't willing to make that change. He's doubling down, America. And we need to get out and vote if we don't like it.
There you go. We'll get one more call in here. Let's go to Mike on the South Side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Yeah, Big Show, Best Show. You know, this is what's great. Sometimes I don't agree with you guys. You may not agree with what I say. That's why this is the greatest country.
We still love you, my brother.
I love you guys, man. I've been waiting all day to make this call.
Come on, wait a minute, Mike.
We're looking at sports to solve this tragedy. I think whatever someone in sports says is not going to be good enough for most people. So they're probably reluctant. And on a lighter note, you were talking about cereal, Sparky?
Yeah.
I had a roommate. He'd take the whole box, lay it down on a table, and cut the whole side out and fill it with. He'd eat the whole box of cereal.
In one sitting?
Yeah. And are you going to do that top five list?
Yes,
today?
4 o'clock, right? Top five Friday. Mm. Very good, Mike. Yes, coming up next. Top five is top five Packer linebackers of all time, Mike. Top five Packer linebackers of all time. Top five Friday here on The Fan. That's up next. All you have to do is tweet us to us at 105.7 FM The Fan, or dial us up. Top five Packer linebackers of all time. 414-799-1250. And don't forget, right now at Wendy's, get a breakfast Baconator, honey butter chicken biscuit, sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, a frosty Chino, and get a second for just $1. Tomorrow's looking good at Wendy's.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.